It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Popeyes has run out of their chicken sandwich.
Gosh.
What I like it says here, their viral chicken sandwich. That's not the right word.
That's not the one you want. Then it wouldn't sell out if they called it that. That's a different one.
Do you have the virus chicken? I'd like that, please.
I saw it on the internet.
I understand there's a virus chicken here. I like get me some of that. Good eating. They reaped $65 million in media value as a result of the chicken war that they started.
I think you just undid some of that.
Jose Sell.
The viral.
Jose Sell, CEO of Popeyes, says the company meticulously planned for a national rollout of their chicken sandwich, but they made one little mistake.
Yes, we really have run out. I think we missed one thing. We didn't expect to break the internet, and as a result, we had the entire nation really excited about the Popeyes chicken sandwich, and as a result, we ran out much sooner than we anticipated. We had very ambitious forecasts. I've been in the business 20 years. None of them have ever seen anything like this. I think it's akin to what happened when the iPhone was launched back about 10, 12 years ago. It's not something that we had anticipated. We prepare for everything. We now have added a new item to our checklist. What happens if we break the internet?
So they actually have a guy suing them because he, for lost time waiting in line for the chicken sandwich, he kept going back and back and back, and he couldn't get a chicken sandwich, so he's suing.
Bobby, but, darling, sweetheart, listen, we need you to sue us in a fake sham lawsuit.
Oh, God, do you think that's it?
Oh, my God, do I think that's
it? No, there's too much detail to this. He's representing himself, and right. He's suing for because he's humiliated because his friends are laughing at him, and he got tire damage on the way to the Popeyes at one point.
Exactly, exactly.
It just seems too stupid.
Right. But, Booby, darling, sweetheart, listen, you're going to do this pro se, which means you're going to do it by yourself. You're never going to have to do it. You just have to say you're going to do it so that we can get this in the press. This is kind of a little ridiculous. Has anybody here had this sandwich?
I haven't.
Brian had the sandwich. And what did you say, Brian? We talked about this before. What did you say?
It's a regular sandwich.
It's a regular sandwich.
Regular sandwich.
That's what that is right there. With a lawsuit attached to it.
Yeah.
And it's gone viral, and they shouldn't use that term.
No.
Thank you, Jose Sell. Checking in at
number four.
The Bears closed their preseason with a 19-15 loss last night to the Titans. Eddie Pinheiro, it was not a good start, missing an extra point. An extra point! I mean, it was a shank!
Yeah, not even by a little.
Exactly, not even by a little. But then he had three field goals after that, from 32, 39, and 35 yards. But, you know, when he stood up there at the podium after, there were some questions from reporters.
Eddie, what did happen on the extra point?
Just missed it.
Hit it wrong? Or
just missed it.
Do you think he did enough to be the Bears' starting kicker week one?
I hope so. It's up to them, not up to me. Felt like I gave it all I got, and it's just up to them now, and hopefully I'm here week one, so that'll be nice.
What do you think?
I think he will be the kicker. It's just, I think if you go another route, it just sort of is hitting the panic button. It's sort of, when Matt Nagy talks.
We're going to get him in a second. Lapka, what do you think? Is he going to be the kicker?
Immediately, when I saw that, I was like, when they didn't allow him to kick it on 4th and 4, I was like, done, message.
I agree.
That was a message.
I thought that was the end of it because right after the missed extra point, they had a 4th and 4, and it was definitely 50 in, and Nagy had this angry look on his face, and he kept Pinheiro on the sideline, and they went for it, and they got it. But I was like, was that them kind of cutting Eddie Pinheiro? But then he gave him three more opportunities. He made him all. I think he'll be your kicker week one next week.
I think he will, but simply because we don't have a better option.
Yeah. The cuts are today. We'll see what happens, right?
Tomorrow, final cuts.
All right. Okay. But here's Coach Nagy. He was asked about Pinheiro. You want him going into the Packers game?
So he comes out and he misses that extra point. And right away, everyone, you know, we all
you know, one of those deals of the, you know, here we go again. But what I thought was pretty powerful is that he came back and made the next kick, and then made two more after that. I like where he's at. We'll discuss it and decide, is that the route we want to go? And if it is, then we just need to have a little bit of patience. But I'll go back to, I want to see a great success story from this kid. And I think hopefully we all do.
Of course you
do.
Yeah.
He hopes,
we
hopefully,
do too.
You know, he's somebody that we end up going with, and then we stick with, and then he wins us games.
Mm-hmm. That's what we want to.
Right. We're on the same page, Coach.
Bro, have you hit the panic button yet?
Oh, my God. We were sitting here when that happened last night. We were all together in the office, and we're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no, no.
And you know when Lauren, like, loses it?
Yeah.
You know, she had that moment.
She gets
she jumped
sports.
Out of her chair, and she's like, oh, my God.
I know.
She threatened to kill us. We're like, what do we do?
I did Don't not, even... but I did the stand up, and I threw my hand down. I was like, he's gone. He's gone.
Yeah. Oops.
All right, we'll get you a 3, a 2, and your 1.
Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN.
Top 5 continues. We have worked our way to
number 3.
So John Travolta, friend of the show.
No big deal.
No big deal. Big friend of ours. Big deal. He had to address the 2019 MTV Video Music Award flub. He's not good at the award shows.
It's so weird because he was, in person, he was so engaged in conversation. It just seemed like on it. And then he goes to these award shows and he gets all like Biden-esque.
So he tried to, Joe Biden will sue you for that.
Sorry.
He tried to hand the MTV Video Award to Jay Jolie, who is RuPaul's Drag Race Taylor Swift lookalike. It's a dude dressed like Taylor Swift, right? Yep. As our friend Dave Chappelle would call him, that's the T right there, the T with the for that looked like the Tay Tay T, instead of Taylor Swift herself, and that was a crazy. And everybody's like, whoa, what's up with you, John Travolta? And then they all want to remember that moment from the 2014 Oscars when he was introducing Idina Menzel.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented, one and only, Adele Dazeem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was that. All right, here's his explanation of what went wrong.
There are so many people that bombarded the stage that I was looking for her. So the video has me looking, trying to find her, but, you know, I thought it was so funny the way it was interpreted. So I don't mind that. As a matter of fact, I sometimes fantasize, like, what if I had given it to her?
Yeah.
You know, so I have a sense of humor about all that, and
cool,
always
man.
Have. Because, look, we're in pretty good shape on the day, any given day, that kind of thing could make headlines.
Okay, that's from Hot 93 in New York.
I mean, in his defense, there was a lot of chaos going on.
Yeah.
There's about 100 people up there.
Listen, everybody looks like Taylor Swift at some point.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But then she turns around and he still kind of puts his arm to her, like, come on. Like, after she turns around. But okay.
Everyone does look like Taylor Swift.
Checking in at
number 2.
Lindsay Lohan's got a new single coming out, apparently, called Xanax. It's going to be her first release of music in 11 years. Is that what we really call that? Oh, my God. Apart from a cameo appearance on Duran Duran record, she's been hinting she's going to return to music. Were we waiting for this?
I didn't know she did music before.
Oh, boy. I'm going to make Vertical Horizon do this song.
Becca's going to be playing this on her portable speaker playpen this weekend.
Oh, no. The portable speaker fell in the lake. All right, goodbye. Goodbye. We're not interested in you. Although, but she's apparently like engaged to some Amir now with a gold jet.
Number 1.
In Augusta, Georgia, imagine being in a kayak while fishing when a 360-pound alligator starts swimming after you. That's exactly what happened to Bo, who was kayaking, practicing for a bass fishing tournament, when he spotted the gator getting closer.
I was just going down the bank fishing, and all of a sudden, about 10 feet away, I seen the big gator. I just paddled and paddled, and it came within probably 5 feet of the back of my kayak, like up on plain surging, coming at me, and I just nonstop paddled till I got in my truck.
Bo escaped, not knowing hours later the gator would be caught by Robbie Amerson, his friend and Richmond County deputy.
We just happened to come down the road and we seen the officers there. So we pulled over and started talking to him. I called my buddy Trey, which is a veteran, and he had an alligator tag, so I called him and we proceeded to get him.
That, did he mean veteran or veterinarian? What do you mean right there?
Hmm.
Is veteran? Oh my God.
Creepy.
Yeah. Good eating though. I tell you that right now. Gator, good eating. You know, it's nice to cube it up the meat real nice. And you get like gator cubes, make a nice gator shish kebab.
People eat gator.
Oh, yeah. I've had gator.
I've had gator.
Yeah. Not great.
No.
It tastes like chicken, they always say.
Yeah.
Everything that doesn't taste like anything tastes like chicken.
Yeah, but that one's got a little more texture.
A little slimier.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
The top five at five.